Essential materials and step-by-step guide for making one-piece pottery molds. Materials needed for pottery mold making. Before getting started, gather the following essential materials. Each item plays a crucial role in ensuring your mold-making process runs smoothly and efficiently. Pottery wheel, used for throwing your clay pieces. Clay, the base material for shaping your pottery. Plastic bin, for containing the plaster mold. Water, essential for mixing plaster. Number 1 pottery plaster, ideal for making molds due to its durability. Mask/respirator, protects you from inhaling fine plaster particles. Murphy's oil soap, acts as a release agent. Scale, for measuring plaster and water accurately. 2 plastic pails, for separating and mixing plaster and water. Flexible plastic containers, useful for mixing plaster. Ruler, measures dimensions of your mold setup. Permanent marker, for marking levels on your bin. Isopropyl alcohol, helps remove air bubbles in plaster. Spatula, for hand mixing plaster if needed. Cordless drill, speeds up the plaster mixing process. Mixing attachment, attaches to the drill for efficient plaster mixing. Gloves, protects your hands during the mold making process. Timer, to track the curing time of the plaster. Metal rib, for cleaning and smoothing your mold. Sureform, helps refine and shape cured plaster. Step-by-step guide for making pottery molds. Follow these steps to ensure a successful mold-making process. 1. Measure and mark measure dimensions. Use a ruler to measure the length and width of your caudal boards, flashing, or container. Mark the height. Mark 1 inch above the highest point of your pottery piece using a permanent marker. 2. Prepare the release agent. Mix the release agent. Combine a 1-to-1 ratio of Murphy's oil soap and water. Apply the release agent. Apply 2 coats of the Murphy's oil soap solution to the inside of the plastic bin. This will ensure the plaster doesn't stick to the bin. 3. Calculate and weigh the plaster. Use a plaster calculator. Input the dimensions of your mold into a plaster calculator to determine the required amounts of plaster and water. Weigh the ingredients. Weigh the appropriate amount of plaster and water in separate containers using a scale. 4. Mix the plaster sift. The plaster. Slowly sift the plaster into the water container with your fingers. This ensures the plaster is evenly distributed and prevents clumping. Let it slake. Allow the plaster to sit for 5 minutes to slake. Mix the plaster. If using a cordless drill with a mixing attachment, mix the plaster for 1 minute. Alternatively, you can mix the plaster with a spatula for 5 minutes if you don't have a drill. Be careful not to mix too aggressively to avoid introducing air bubbles. 5. Remove air bubbles. Use isopropyl alcohol. Lightly spritz the top of the plaster with isopropyl alcohol to pop any air bubbles that may have formed. Be cautious not to overuse the alcohol. 6. Pour the plaster slow pouring technique. Slowly pour the plaster into the plastic bin up to the marked line. Pour against one wall of the bin to minimize the formation of air pockets. Tap the bin. Gently tap the bin several times to help air bubbles rise to the surface. Final alcohol spritz. Spray the surface with isopropyl alcohol once more to eliminate any remaining bubbles. 7. Curing the plaster. Let it cure. Allow the plaster to cure for about 30 minutes. The mold will harden and be ready for the next step. 8. Remove and clean the mold. Release the mold. Once cured, gently pop the plaster mold out of the bin. Clean and refine. If necessary, use a metal rib or Sureform to smooth out rough edges and clean up the plaster surface. Cleanup instructions. Proper cleanup is essential to prevent damage to your plumbing system. Set plaster aside. Let any remaining plaster in the pail set and dry completely. Break it down. Once dry, flex and crack the plaster into smaller pieces. Dispose of the plaster. Throw the plaster pieces into the trash. Never pour plaster down the drain, as it can harden and clog your plumbing. Conclusion: get started with pottery mold making. Creating your own pottery molds is an essential skill for ceramic artists, and with the right materials and technique, the process is straightforward. By following this step-by-step guide, you can produce high-quality molds to enhance your ceramic projects. Remember to always use proper safety measures, like wearing gloves and a respirator, and to take your time when mixing and pouring the plaster. With practice, you'll be able to craft precise and durable molds, opening up endless possibilities for your ceramic work.